Hey, welcome to episode 92 of the Hockey Free For All podcast. I am your host, Steven Stiles, and I was going to call this the trade episode, but there's so many other things to talk about as well. And let's start off with, yes, Elias Pettersson has signed a new 8-year contract to remain with the Vancouver Canucks, which is outstanding news. Yet again, can put another rumor to bed where people are going, oh, well, Montreal has to offer sheet him in the offseason. No, they don't need to offer sheet him. Elias Pettersson is not what Montreal needs. Again, Montreal is building their own dynasty their own way, and Montreal does not need to be saddled with high cost contracts from players that they acquire from day one. It's one thing to have a player gradually ascend, if you will, to a higher salary by proving themselves, by creating chemistry with his line mates, but to just bring somebody in at $8, $9, $10, $12, $15 million, you can't do that. Again, it's a cap situation. This isn't open-ended, write a check, whatever you want. It doesn't work that way anymore. So I'm glad Elias Pettersson has signed that new 8-year deal with Vancouver. That was fantastic news. Now, let's get going with the trades, and we're going to back up a little bit because they've all kind of happened in a period of 6 to 8 weeks, roughly, and we're going to start with the Elias Lindholm trade that traded him to Vancouver. In return, Calgary received right wing Andrei Kuzmenko, defenseman Hunter Bezwitz, a 2024 first round draft pick, and a conditional 2024 fourth round pick, all going back to the Calgary Flames. Of course, the trade that immediately followed that was with the Montreal Canadiens and the Winnipeg Jets, where Montreal sent center Sean Monahan to Winnipeg in return for a first round pick in the 2024 draft and a third round pick in the 2027 draft. A lot of people took issue with that trade when Montreal made it. They said they made the trade too early. They didn't wait long enough for teams to be desperate enough. And as we go through the rest of the trades and with the way that the trading season, if you will, worked out, Kent Hughes's timing was impeccable, as well as his return for that player, which in total netted Montreal 2 first round picks, one from Calgary, as well as one from Winnipeg, as well as a third round pick in the 2027 draft. That is tremendous return for a player asset or merely picked up because of contract reason. After those trades, the next trade saw the Pittsburgh Penguins ship off right wing Alexander Nylander and their 2026 sixth round pick to the Columbus Blue Jackets in return for right wing Emil Bäckström. The Dallas Stars then acquired defenseman Chris Tenev from the Calgary Flames, who received defenseman Artem Gishkinov and a 2024 second round pick, as well as a conditional 2026 third round pick from the Dallas Stars. The Toronto Maple Leafs then entered the trading mix by acquiring defenseman Ilya Lyubushkin from the Anaheim Ducks for a 2025 third round pick. That trade was followed by the New Jersey Devils' acquisition of left wing Curtis McDermott from the Colorado Avalanche for forward Zakhar Barkov and a 2024 seventh round pick. Moving on to March 6th, March 6th definitely looked like the day of the most trades up to that point. Leading up to the Friday deadline, starting with the Colorado Avalanche, have thankfully acquired center Casey Mittelstadt, who was drafted 8th overall in the 2017 NHL draft from the Buffalo Sabres, for defensive prospect Bowen Byram, who was drafted 4th overall in the 2019 NHL entry draft, straight up for those players, putting yet another ridiculous rumor to rest of how, oh, Montreal needs Casey Mittelstadt. No, they don't. Again, it doesn't seem to be understood clearly that Montreal is in a rebuild and will remain in that rebuild through this year, certainly, and argumentatively the next 2 years. And again, you've already got Nick Suzuki, you've already got Kirby Dach, you've got enough other players that can cover the other two center positions right now because you have Owen Beck coming, who is going to take the third center position. And for now, if you want to put Alex Newhook as the third center, fine. You want to put Lucas Condotta, fine. Xavier Siménoz, fine. There's a lot of prospects that Montreal has that can cover the center position right now. And there's a lot more to come. I don't know what it is with people that's like, oh, Montreal's got to have this player, Montreal's got to have that player. No, Alex Newhook and Kirby Dach, respectively, were great pickups. They were timely, they were effective, and they fit specific needs and places that the Montreal management wanted to fill. That does not mean every time there's a trade deadline or every time there's a new player that got to have, and the best example of that is Pierre-Luc Dubois. All the people that wanted him have got to be, if they're smart, realizing that that new 8-year, $64 million contract that he signed with the LA Kings, Montreal could be on the hook with another horrendous contract if all those people got their way just because of nationality or residency issues. I get it. There's a huge and unique difference with Montreal as far as heritage. I understand that, but you don't do that when it's going to hurt the team. And that's what acquiring players like that randomly for no particular reason, just to have them, just because somebody's like, oh yeah, got to have that player, destroys organizations. The Colorado Avalanche continued their very busy day and period of time during trading by acquiring Scott Walker and a 2026 fifth round pick from the Flyers. In return, Colorado sent center Ryan Johansson, who Philadelphia immediately put on waivers after acquiring, and a 2025 first round pick for acquiring that contract, which is what Philadelphia really undoubtedly wanted. The Edmonton Oilers have gotten into it by acquiring forwards Adam Henrik and Sam Carrick from the Anaheim Ducks. In return, Anaheim receives Edmonton's first round pick in the 2024 entry draft and Edmonton's fifth round pick in the 2025 NHL entry draft. And undoubtedly key in this trade for Edmonton was the fact that Anaheim also retained 50% of Adam Henrik's salary as well, which allowed them to fit him in under the team cap. A third team was actually involved in this trade, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who retained another 25% of Adam Henrik's salary in return for Edmonton's fourth round pick in the 2026 draft, which further reduced the cap hit of that acquired player. The New York Rangers addressed some of their needs by acquiring center Alex Wennberg from the Seattle Kraken. In return, the Seattle Kraken obtained the 2024 second round and 2025 fourth round picks of the New York Rangers. Florida made their impact by acquiring forward Vladimir Tarasenko from the Ottawa Senators, who also retained 50% of his $5 million salary. And heading back to Ottawa is Florida's fourth round pick of the 2024 and 2025 entry drafts. If Florida wins the Stanley Cup, that 2024 fourth round pick becomes a 2024 third round pick. The Las Vegas Golden Knights kicked off their massive amounts of trades, beginning with acquiring right winger Anthony Mantha from the Washington Capitals for Las Vegas's second round pick in the 2024 draft and Las Vegas's fourth round pick in the 2026 NHL draft. Following that trade with Washington, the Vegas Golden Knights aggressively jumped back into the NHL trading deadline by acquiring defenseman Noah Hanifin from the Calgary Flames. In return, the Calgary Flames will receive defenseman Daniel Marimanov, plus a conditional first and third round pick in the 2025 NHL draft. The Washington Capitals have traded defenseman Joel Edmondson to the Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for Toronto's 2024 third round pick and 2025 fifth round draft picks, respectively, and the Capitals have also retained 50% of Joel Edmondson's contract, which now means only $875,000 of his contract will be taken on by the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are a bit tight to the cap, without a doubt. Right wing Anthony Beauvillier has been traded once again, this time to the Nashville Predators from the Chicago Blackhawks. In return, the Blackhawks received Nashville's 2024 fifth round draft pick. Montreal Canadiens dipped into the trade deadline activity by sending former second round pick in the 2020 draft, Jan Mysak, who's a center, to the Anaheim Ducks. In return, Montreal obtains former first round pick, 27th overall in the same 2020 draft, right winger Jacob Perreault. Of all the trades, this one seems where it was more more of a, we think these players need a change of scenery in order to kickstart their career. And I think for Montreal as well, I don't honestly think they had a spot for center Jan Mysak anymore because of all the other center prospects that they have, but they do need help on right wing. And as far as upside, Jacob Perreault is considered to have more upside than center Jan Mysak. I wish both players the best of luck in this, as obviously their careers have not worked out to how they were hoping they would to this point in time. The Colorado Avalanche continued their insane trade frenzy by acquiring left wing Brandon Duhaime from the Minnesota Wild in return for a 2026 third round pick, then acquired left winger Yakov Trenin and defenseman Graham Sward from the Nashville Predators in return for defenseman Jeremy Hensel and a 2025 third round pick. Meanwhile, the Edmonton Oilers jumped back in and acquired defenseman Troy Stetcher and a 2024 seventh round pick from the Arizona Coyotes. The Arizona Coyotes in turn receive a 2027 fourth round pick from the Edmonton Oilers. The Toronto Maple Leafs have acquired defenseman Cade Weber from the Carolina Hurricanes. In return, the Carolina Hurricanes receive a 2026 sixth-round pick. The Tampa Bay Lightning have acquired Anthony DeClaire and a 2025 seventh-round pick from the San Jose Sharks. In return, San Jose receives defenseman Jack Thompson and a 2024 third-round pick from the Tampa Bay Lightning. In one of the bigger trades during the entire period of trade deadline time, the Carolina Hurricanes have acquired left winger Jake Guentzel from the Pittsburgh Penguins. In return, the Carolina Hurricanes have sent left wing Michael Bunton, right winger Vilya Koivunen, center Vasily Ponomarev, Cruz Lucius, and a conditional first and fifth round pick in the 2024 draft of the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Washington Capitals have traded center Evgeny Kuznetsov to the Carolina Hurricanes in return for a third round pick in the 2025 NHL draft. The Columbus Blue Jackets have acquired goaltender Malcolm Subban from the St. Louis Blues for future considerations. The Winnipeg Jets acquired right winger Tyler Toffoli from the New Jersey Devils. In return, the New Jersey Devils will receive Winnipeg's 2024 third round pick, as well as Winnipeg's 2025 second round pick. The Florida Panthers have acquired right wing Kyle Okposo from the Buffalo Sabres. In return, the Buffalo Sabres receive defenseman Kaeli Salin and a conditional 2024 seventh round pick from the Florida Panthers. The Anaheim Ducks have sent left winger Ben Myers to the Colorado Avalanche for Colorado's fifth round pick in the 2024 entry draft. The Rangers have received defenseman Chad Ruedel from the Pittsburgh Penguins in return for a 2027 fourth round pick. The Boston Bruins have obtained right winger Pat Maroon from the Minnesota Wild in exchange for defenseman Luke Toroposki and a conditional 2026 sixth round pick from the Boston Bruins. Nashville Predators have acquired right winger Jason Zucker, and Arizona receives Nashville's 2024 sixth round pick. The Minnesota Wild sent left winger Turner Elson to the New York Rangers in exchange for left winger Nick Petrangelo. The Detroit Red Wings have traded defenseman Radim Semek and a 2024 seventh round pick to the San Jose Sharks in return for left winger former first round pick Klim Kostin. And probably one of my favorite trades of the entire trading deadline period was that the Montreal Canadiens have traded goaltender Jake Allen to the New Jersey Devils for a conditional 2025 third round pick, which if he plays in 40 games or more in the 2024-2025 season can turn into a 2025 second round pick. We'll talk about that more a little later as to why that was one of my favorite trades of all. The Philadelphia Flyers continued the trading activity by trading right winger Dennis Gerionov to the Nashville Predators in exchange for right winger Wade Allison. The Flyers then sent a 2024 fourth round pick to the Buffalo Sabres for defenseman Eric Johnson. The Bruins got in on the activity, having acquired defenseman Andre Peek from the Columbus Blue Jackets. In return, the Columbus Blue Jackets received defenseman Jacob Zorrill and a third round pick in the 2027 draft. The Tampa Bay Lightning acquired defenseman Matt Dumba and a 2025 seventh 7th round pick from the Arizona Coyote, who received Tampa's 2027 5th round draft pick. The Florida Panthers then exchanged goaltenders with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Florida has received goaltender Magnus Heibilg, and the Pittsburgh Penguins have received goaltender Ludovic Weber and a conditional 2025 7th round pick. The New York Rangers have acquired right winger Jack Roslovic from the Columbus Blue Jackets in exchange for a 2026 conditional 4th round pick. The Las Vegas Golden Knights apparently couldn't help themselves. They jumped back into the trade market with one of the more major trades by acquiring center Thomas Hertl from the San Jose Sharks, along with a 2025 3rd round pick and a 2027 3rd round pick from the San Jose Sharks. In return, the San Jose Sharks receive Las Vegas's 2025 1st round pick and center Dave Edstrom. The Winnipeg Jets have acquired defenseman Colin Miller from the New Jersey Devils. In exchange, the Devils will receive Winnipeg's 2026 4th-round draft choice. The Toronto Maple Leafs acquired center Connor Dewar from the Minnesota Wild. In exchange, the Minnesota Wild received defenseman Dmitry Ovchinnikov. The Calgary Flames acquired defenseman Nikita Ohotic from the San Jose Sharks. In exchange, the San Jose Sharks receive a conditional 2024 5th-round pick from the Calgary Flames. The New Jersey Devils have traded goaltender Vitek Vanacek and a 2025 7th-round pick to the San Jose Sharks to acquire goaltender Kaapo Kähkönen. And in the final trade of the 2023-2024 trade deadline, the San Jose Sharks acquired goaltender Devin Cooley from the Buffalo Sabres, who received San Jose's 2027 7th-round pick. Now, in some player moves and signings beyond just trading, we have player signings. The Washington Capitals have signed defenseman Rasmus Sandin to a new 5-year contract with an annual salary of $4.6 million per season. The Flyers have signed defenseman Nick Seeler to a new 4-year $10.8 million contract with an annual hit of $2.7 million per season. The Carolina Hurricanes have placed defenseman Tony D'Angelo, Jordan Osterley, left winger Brandon Lemieux, and goaltender Antti Raanta all on waivers, obviously clearing some team spots for the many players that they acquired during the trading period, which just concluded. The Calgary Flames have placed defenseman Boris Kachuk on waivers. The Chicago Blackhawks have placed goaltender Evan Cormier on waivers. The Toronto Maple Leafs have placed defenseman William Lagesson on waivers. And the Las Vegas Golden Knights have placed defenseman Tobias Bornfit on waivers as well after the players they acquired. The Florida Panthers have extended defenseman Gustav Forlings with a new $46 million 8-year contract. The St. Louis Blues have signed forward Oscar Sundqvist to a new 2-year $3 million contract. But the greatest trade of all that I said we'd get back to was the trade of goaltender Jake Allen to the New Jersey Devils. And what makes that trade so fantastic in my mind is not even the conditional second or third round pick they will get for that goaltender that they sent to the New Jersey Devils, but it finally brings to an end the issue of Montreal carrying three goaltenders. I don't understand from the many people that have raised such significant issues of how this is hurting the roster, this is hurting the players, this is a really bad thing, it can't continue, oh my God, it's got to end. It's never hurt the Montreal Canadiens in any way carrying three goaltenders. It wasn't unfair to the three goaltenders. No one has been cheated out of playing time. None of the goaltenders were ever treated unprofessionally. It hasn't hurt anything. And most importantly, none of the three goaltenders, and I have no doubt people will sit there and go, oh, well, Sam Montembeau has. No, he hasn't. And what I mean by no, he hasn't, is nobody has ever undisputedly taken hold of the number one job. All the goaltenders have had good games. They've all gone on good runs. That's not good enough. None of these goaltenders are reminding me of a Martin Brodeur or a Henrik Lundqvist reincarnation to this point. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, in Montreal, Montreal has had a goaltender history like no other. And what I mean by that is you have had the Bill Durhams, the George Hainsey's, the George Vezina, Jacques Plante, Ken Dryden. You've had the best of the game ever in goal. The only best goaltenders that I would say Montreal Montreal has not had on their roster in the history of the game is Vladislav Tretiak, the Soviet goaltender, and Martin Brodeur. That's about it. They've had everybody else. So unfortunately, a lot of people say, oh my God, this three goaltending situation. No, it didn't have to end. And if it had gone all the way through the season and not been resolved until next year's offseason, that's totally okay. The Montreal Canadiens, again, they're in a rebuilding stage. They are doing player evaluations constantly. Now, you don't want that to go on for too much longer because obviously players like Nick Suzuki will start reaching their later 20s and you would like them to have a solid 4 or 5 year run of consecutive Stanley Cup champions. But other than that, it's been a great timing for Montreal to experiment with all three of those goaltenders. Not to mention the fact each one of them had a strength, each one of them had a weakness. Caden Primo had the least amount of mileage, was the youngest goaltender with the least injury history by far out of the three. Sam Montembeault was the next youngest goaltender, had some injury history, was putting together some really good games, stole many games for the Canadiens last year, and have had some excellent games this year, as has Caden Primo. And Jake Allen was the veteran. He was the settling force, if you will, or a player for the goaltenders, the sense of calm, the sense of experience, reason, rationality, great in the locker room, great team leader. So they meshed together as a three goaltending tandem extremely well, very well. And it did not cause any problems on the team. But that being said, that is why the trade of Jake Allen to the New Jersey Devils is my favorite trade of this trading season, is because it finally puts to bed that ridiculous argument that so many people wanted to have and continue to cause chaos for no reason. They just wanted to start something or just create some controversy, apparently, rather than seeing the complete upside and non-negative side of that scenario, which is really unfortunate. On that note, thanks for tuning in to episode 92 of the Hockey Free For All podcast. I'm your host, Steven Stiles. Have an amazing upcoming week.